Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf Chaf Beis. We're holding on daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Hamnuna, about 7-8 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Hamnuna, middle of the line. So today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz for Refuah Shleima for Bela Devara Bas Tova Leah, who's having surgery today. She should have Refuah Shleima. It's also sponsored by Ron Markovitz in honor of his wife and children. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And the first thing we're going to discuss is we started to talk a little bit about Shlomo HaMelech yesterday. So we're going to talk about the unique contributions that Shlomo HaMelech made to Torah scholarship, how we enhanced the Torah itself. And the Gemara is then going to get back into the discussion of Pasei Biros. And we had said that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the Pasei Biros has a maximum area that it's allowed to enclose, and that area is a Beis Sasayim. But the Gemara is going to question, does that mean that the bar itself can max out at a Beis Sasayim, or the entire area, including the bar and the area around the bar that's surrounded by the Pasei Biros, can max out at a Beis Sasayim? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss whether Drisas HaRabim will ruin a Mechitza of Pasei Biros. So you have Pasei Biros, but there are Rabim that walk right through it. So does that mean that the Pasei Biros are therefore ineffective? And the Gemara is going to raise a stira between the Shitos, between the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of the Chachamim, what they hold about that issue, about whether Asi Rabim Mvatim Mechitza or Lo Asi Rabim Mvatim Mechitza. Does the fact that Drisas HaRabim walks right through a Halachic Mechitza ruin that Halachic Mechitza? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Eretz Yisrael and other places that have natural borders can be considered Rosh HaSarabim, or do we assume that the natural borders are in fact Mechitzos, and therefore on a Daraisa level at least, it should be considered Rosh HaSayachid. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Hiluch HaRabim, the fact that many people walk through an area, is Mevatel a Mechitza, when the Mechitza is a Tela Meslakit, when the Mechitza is a steep incline, but just people go over that steep incline. So the Gemara is going to tell us the Shita of Rava on that topic, and we're going to challenge Rava three times. And that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah at the end of Amud Beis. So let's begin at Amar Rav Hamnuna. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Hamnuna, what does the Pasuk mean in Sefer Melach Malaf when it says, Vayidaber Shlosh Salaf Mashal Vayishiro Chamisha Va'alef? So Malame, Chamar Shlomo, called Davar Vadavar Shal Torah, Shlosh Salaf Mashal. We find that Shlomo HaMelech, for each matter in the Torah, gave 3,000 reasons for each halach in the Torah. I'll call davar davar shel sofrim chamisha ve'elef tamim, and for each of the divrei sofrim, he gave chamisha ve'elef reasons for each matter that's me divrei sofrim. So the Rashash points out that the pasuk that refers to the part of the pasuk referring to divrei sofrim is ve'yihi shiro chamisha ve'elef. So it's called a shir because the Rashash says when one learns, one is supposed to learn with a little bit of a niggin, with a little bit of a zemer, so it's called a shir on that level. But it's interesting, although the Rishonim understand that when discussing Divrei Torah we use the word mashal, and when discussing Divrei Sofrim we use the word ta'amim, that there, it's all about ta'amim. It all means the reasons for. So in the Sefer Tosefes Bracha, the Torah Tamima raises the question, why would we give them two different names if it all means reasons for things? So he says that when it comes to the mitzvahs of the Torah, we cannot possibly know the real reasons with certainty, the reasons for the mitzvahs of Torah, because it's Sod Hashem, and the sodos of the Torah and the mitzvahs is not knowable by a human being, and therefore it's only considered to be like an assessment of what seems to be something that's a mashal of, meaning a mashal means something that approximates, but it's not an exact explanation. Whereas midivrei sofrim, these are mitzvahs that the Rabbanan were mechadesh, so since it came about through human minds, so human minds are finite, so we're able to actually understand the reasons for the Divrei Sofrim. But it's amazing, even on Divrei Sofrim, the Gemara is telling us that there are thousands of reasons for each matter that the Chacham were misakein. So it seems that very often it sounds from the regular Sugyas Hashas that we understand why the Rabbanan are misakein certain things. So this Gemara seems to be telling us, not really. We have a little bit of an understanding, but there were many, many more reasons for everything that they were misakein. In fact, the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo says that we have a Kabbalah from the Gra that even when Chazal give their reasons for things, but they left a lot unsaid. There are many, many other reasons that are not stated. And the Meshech Chachma says the Raya for the Gra is our Gemara, because our Gemara says pretty explicitly that there are so many other reasons that Shlomo HaMelech used to give for all of the dinim derabbanan. Says Gemara, Darish Rava, May Dechsev, what does the pasuk mean in Koheles when it says V'yoser Shoyer Koheles Chacham Old Limei Das Esa'am V'izen V'chiker Tikein Mishalim Harbei, that in addition to his Chachma he had all of these other qualities? He was Limei Das Esa'am. What does that mean? Da'agim Rebbe Simani Tamim, he gave us Simanim to be able to remember the Torah. V'az Rebbe Bai Didamilein, used to give him Mishalim, yeah, by making comparisons so that people could understand things better. And what does it mean? V'izen V'chiker Tikein Mishalim Harbei Amrullah Rebbe Lazar B'tchila Isa Torah Damel L'kfif Hashem La'aznayim. The Torah originally was like a basket that doesn't have any handles to it, where it's very hard to hold on to. Acheba Shlomo Vasla Aznayim, and Shlomo made Aznayim L'Torah. Aznayim literally mean ears, but it means handles on the side of a basket by which you can hold it. That before Shlomo Melch made his Takanos, so we would violate all sorts of Averos, but then Shlomo Melch was Mesakein Erevin and Tilis Yadayim and Shneels Tarayos, and now the mitzvos became more doable for us because he made Takanos and made it easier for us to observe the mitzvah. So that was he provided us with the handles through which we can keep the Torah. So it's not only in the learning of Torah that through the simanim and the mishalim that we're able to understand the Torah, but in the observance of Torah as well, by making dinim derabanan, it enabled us to observe the Torah properly. The Ben Yoyada explains why the lashon of aznayim, why not say a shomer or something like that? So he says because the Torah shebichsav relates to a nayim, relates to the eyes. Zorim shebichsav, you learn, you're not supposed to learn bal peh, you're supposed to learn by reading it. So that relates to the nayim. Torah shebal peh relates to the oznayim. Torah shebal peh relates to the ears, because zorim shebal peh iyata rasha lelamdam bichsav. Unless until esas Hashem, we weren't allowed to write down and read the Torah shebal peh. So before Shlomo HaMelech, a lot of people would stay away from the Torah shebal peh, which was tali be'oznayim. So that's why when he came along and he made the Torah Shabbal Peh so much more accessible to us, we call that he gave us the Oznayim for the Torah Shabbal Peh, because Torah Shabbal Peh itself is referred to, or is most associated with the Oznayim, is most associated with the ears. So the Gemara now tells us another drasha relating to Torah. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim tells us, Kevutzosav Taltalim Amar Avchisa Amar Rukva Melamed sheyesh lidrosh al kol kotz v'kotz tilei tilim shel halachos, that on each of the coats, each coat in the Torah, each of the crowns and tops of the letters, each point, each edge of a letter, we can darshan tilei tilim shel halachos, piles and piles of halachos. Marsha points out, it doesn't say tilei tilim shel sodos haTorah, of secrets of the Torah, of things that are very deep. No, halachos. So the Marsha says that it's talking about Torah sanigla, that all the halachos that were mischadish in each and every generation are somehow alluded to, they're somehow hinted to within the letters of the Torah itself. That's what the Gemara tells us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go be mekabel the Torah, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mekabel the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being kosher ksarim al gabe osios, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, why do you need these ksarim al gabe osios, why do you need these crowns on the letters? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's going to be a person one day who's going to know how to interpret these, that there's going to be what to darshan from these crowns. There's going to be a Jew by the name of Rabbi Akiva, and he's going to darshan tilei tilim shel halachos from these crowns. So you see that there is what to darshan. One just has to know how to interpret it. Shchoros ka'orev. We then said black like a raven. B'miata motzan. Who are you going to find all of these divrei Torah with? Meaning, who's going to be able to accomplish so much in Torah? B'misha mashkim marvalei in lebeis hamedrash. Someone who's shchoros ka'orev. We're darshaning shchoros halashon of shachris, ka'orev halashon of mariv, of arvis. So shchoros ka'orev, someone who spends shachris and Narvis in the Beis HaMedrash. So he's always learning day and night. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, no, Shcharis Karev means B'misha Mashchir Panav Alein Karev, someone who blackens his face over them like an Orev, meaning he starves himself and he gives Moser Nefesh in order to be able to learn Torah. Such a person, the greater the Mesiris Nefesh for Torah, the greater the chances of accomplishment in Torah. Rava Amar, a third possibility, B'misha Mesim Atzma Akzari Alban Val B'nei Beso Ka'orev, someone who acts like a raven in that he's cruel to his own family, because he's never around. He's always learning Torah. So in that sense, he's going to achieve a great deal in Torah. Ki yad Rav Adi Bar Masna v'kazel be'rav. Rav Adi Bar Masna used to go to the yeshiva to learn all the time. Samle debito, his wife said to him, Yenuki didach me'a avadu. Who's taking care of the children? How am I going to support the kids? Samle, mishli mukur me'bagma. What, aren't there enough vegetables still available in the agam, in the swamps? You can go find and pick some vegetables in places. There's food that's around. You just have to go work a little bit and find it. And he went to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah. Now, strictly speaking, a person gets married, he agrees, he does a Kabbalah's Kinyan to commit himself to everything that it says in the Ksuban, Ezon Vafarnes, you're committing to give Mizonos and Parnasa. So there must be some other pshat over here that sometimes, you know, there's a limit that a person puts all of his Bittul Torah and he chucks it up to family time. He's not even spending time with his children, he's just busy doing other things, but people chalk everything up, oh no, my family needs me, I can't learn Torah. So a person has to be honest with themselves about when their family actually needs them, or it could be talking about these unique chachamim of each and every generation, where it could be that that it is appropriate that we have some special chacham of each and every generation who are in a totally different madrega, who that's their understanding when they get married. Their wives understand that they're marrying someone who's going to be on an entirely different madrega. That's what, if you ever read the Rav Eliyashiv biography, it was the understanding that if you marry Rav Eliyashiv, you're going to get Rav Eliyashiv. He's going to be someone who's going to sit and learn 20 hours a day, and it said in the biography he didn't know the names of all of his grandchildren. He had a lot of them, so he didn't know the names of all of his grandchildren. He was his main asek was in Torah, and we're not all supposed to be Rav Eliyashiv, but the generation needs a Rav Eliyashiv, so the generation needs people like this. So that's who you're going to find this level of Torah scholarship. Another possible drasha, says Gemara, the pasuk says umishalim l'sonav al panav l'ha'avido. So Amr Rabbi Shubba Levi l'mali mikro kasu v'yev shalom omro kaviyachol kadim shenosei masi al panav m'vakish l'ashlicha mimenu. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is like someone who's holding a heavy burden and he wants to get rid of it quickly. So what does that mean? Lo ya'achar, so that means that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to pay off the reshaim for their ma'isim tovim right away. He doesn't want to hold on to those ma'isim tovim to pay them much later on. So lo ya'achar l'sono, the pasuk says Amar Rabbi Ila, lo ya'achar l'sono Amar Rabbi Ila l'sonav hu de lo ya'achar av li'achar l'tzadikim gemurim. He will not delay payment for the reshaim, but he will delay payment, he will delay schar for the tzadikim gemurim. V'ayinu d'amar Rabbi Shubba Levi, my d'chsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says asher nochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosam? Yeah, hayom la'asosam in olam hazeh, it's the olam ha'asiyah, you can do mitzvos, but v'lo l'machol la'asosam, there's not going to be the opportunity for further fulfillment of mitzvos once we're in olam haba, then the time for kiyum ha'mitzvos is over, but hayom la'asosam and l'machol l'kabel scharam. The other drasha is not only about how to take advantage of hayom, because this is the only time you can be mekayim mitzvos, but to contrast it with what l'machar is about. L'olam haba, it's about being mekabel schar for the mitzvos. Why isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving schar in this world for the mitzvos? He's waiting for olam haba, where we're going to get the maximum schar for the mitzvos, where tzaddikim are going to get the maximum schar for the mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Chani v'yitem Rabbi Shor Manachmani, my d'chsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says erech apayim, erech af mibayilei? It should say erech af, that he's slow to anger. Why erech apayim? That's what, when you sing the Yud Gimel Midos, so the tune that a lot of people do when they say the Yud Gimel Midos, they split the erech from the apayim, and that's a mistake, right? It's not that we're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu is tall and he has apayim. No, it's erech apayim, that he's very slow to anger. So why isn't it erech af? Why is it erech apayim? Ela erech apayim l'tzadikim, erech apayim l'rishayim. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is marech af for tzadikim, that he doesn't pay their schar right away, And for the Rishayim, he also doesn't punish them right away. And Tosfos points out over here that that's good for the Rishayim, that he doesn't punish them right away, that he saves it for much later. You might think it's bad because it's going to accumulate and their punishment is going to be tremendous. So it could be very bad. In fact, Tosfos writes in Maseches Baba Kama that it's bad for the Rishayim, but it also gives them the opportunity to do tshuva. And that's what we're highlighting in the Yidgam L'midas HaRachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives these Erech HaPayim. He gives us the opportunity to do tshuva before he meets out all the punishment. And once we do tshuva, there's not going to be any punishment anymore. Then there's donos nasalok is chuyos if we do tshuva me'ava. Okay, back to the discussion on Pasi Biros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we said that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Pasi Biros can only be matir in an area of Beis Sasayim. Ad Beis Sasayim. So I asked the Gemara, Yibayilu, Boru Pasim Kamar or Dimu Bar V'lo Pasim Kamar? When we say Ad Beis Sasayim, does that mean Beis Sasayim including the area that the bar takes up and the Pasi Biros and the area around the bar that's surrounded by the Pasi Biros? Or does it mean the bar itself can have a maximum of a Beis Sasayim, but then you have additional area around the bar that you set up the Pasi Biros for? Now it's interesting, within that sad that the bar has to max out at Beis Sasayim, you can't have a bar that's bigger than Beis Sasayim. The Gemara never mentions, yeah, and how big can the area around it be, right? The Gemara never mentions how big how far apart the Pasim are allowed to be from each other. So that's what the number of the Rishonim suggests, the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayis and the Ritva suggest that if it's Beis Sasayim for the bar itself, this side of the Gemara understands that there's an additional Beis Sasayim in the area around the bar, that you're allowed to set up the Pasi Biros where it's a Beis Sasayim of the bar and then Beis Sasayim of area around the bar. So it's Beis Arba'a Se'im. So it's all together. However, Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Odilma over here, in the second Tosfos on the page, says, no, it's not what it means, because the Gemara is going to discuss what's the difference between the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and it's going to be pretty explicit in the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that that you're allowed that you only have Rosh of Arubo of the animal in addition to the Beis Sasayim. So we should have said that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, meaning you only get another two Amos other than the Beis Sasayim of the bar. The fact that the Gemara does not say that makes it sound like you do not get another Beis Sasayim according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But be that as it may, the Gemara raises this question. When Rabbi Yehuda gives the shear of Beis Sasayim, does he mean Beis Sasayim of the bar alone or Beis Sasayim all together with the bar and the area surrounding the bar? And the Gemara explains what the suffix is. Adam nosei neinov beboro v'lo gazrin adil masi l'tzitul yosim Beis Sasayim b'karfiv t'alma. Do we assume that a person is focused on the bar itself, on the area of the bar itself, and the only reason Rabbi Yehuda does not allow more than a Beis Sasayim is because one might confuse this with a karpef, and a karpef, which is a makom that's not hukaf l'dira, you're only allowed up until a Beis Sasayim. So if a person is focused on the bar and he views this as the bar and not the area around the bar, so he's not going to come to allow a karpef yosar mi Beis Sasayim as long as the bar is not yosar mi Beis Sasayim. Or maybe no, odilma adam nosinet v'mechitzaso, a person looks at the entire area that's surrounded by mechitzos, v'gazrin adam asilach lufei b'yosar mi Beis Sasayim b'karpef. And therefore, we have to be concerned that if the bar itself is a Beis Sasayim and the area around it is larger than a Beis Sasayim altogether with the bar is larger than a Beis Sasayim, that might be confused with a karpef, and someone might come to be matir carrying in a karpef that's yosar mi Beis Sasayim. So the Gemara brings a braisa to bring a raya to be poshet this suffix. So tashima, kamehin mekuravin, how close can the pasim be to the bar? Kidei rosh of aruba shalpara, close enough that as long as the rosh of aruba shalpara could still fit inside those pasim, then you're still okay. Any closer than that, where the rosh of aruba shalpara are not going to fit within the pasim, then it's no good. The kamehin ruchakin, how far apart can they be from each other? Afilukor, afilukarayim. Oh, the pasim biros can surround a huge area. A kor, korayim. What's a kor? A kor is a place. Is an area where you can plant a kor of tevuah. A kor is 30 se'in of tevuah. So we're talking about 75,000 square amos. A huge area, way, way bigger than Beis Sasayim. Korayim, 150,000 square amos. way bigger than a Beis Hasayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Hasayim Mutar Yesir, and Beis Hasayim Asar. Rabbi Yehuda again disagrees, as he did in the Mishnah, that no, you're only allowed to surround an area up until a Beis Hasayim. More than that is going to be Asar. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Iatamoda Bedir Visar Umukta V'Chotzer. Aren't you moda that if you have a pen that keeps animals in out in the field, or a place where animals are stable in the city, or a place behind the house, or a chutzner in front of the house, that afilu beis chameshes karim beis haseres karim shemutter, aren't you moda that no matter how large it is, it's mutter as long as you're surrounded with mechitzos? So if you allow that, why don't you allow over here as well an area larger than beis hasayim? Meaning you are moda that you could take a very, very large area, put mechitzos around it, and call it a rishus hayachid. So why shouldn't you be allowed to do that over here? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't learn from a deer and a sawar and a muktzah and a chatzer, zum mechitza velu pasin. Because in all of those cases, you have actual mechitzos. Over here, you're just setting up these four posts that are one amma by one amma. So that's why you have a maximum of beis hasayim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, bor beis hasayim a beis hasayim mutter, v'lom laharcha kal g'day rosh v'ruba shel para. That the maximum shear for a bor is beis hasayim by a beis hasayim. Only that is mutter to be metaltel between the pasim, and the fact that you're allowed to be marchik beyond that is only the rosh of Aruba Shalpara. So you see that the shear of the Beis Hasayim that Rabbi Shimon Elazar is talking about is explicit. He says that it's the Beis Hasayim of the bar, and then in addition to the Beis Hasayim of the bar, you get another couple of amos to fit the rosh of Aruba Shalpara. So says Mar from the fact that Rabbi Shimon Elazar was explicit that his shear Beis Hasayim meant only the bar, Hamid Kam Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, bar velo pasin, mechad Rabbi Yehuda bar u pasin ka'amar. Meaning there were three shitos recorded in this braisa. You have the shita of the Chacham that say it can be as large as you want it to be, kor, korayim, however big you want it. You have Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only up until Beis Hasayim. And then you have Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says, the bar can be a Beis Hasayim, plus another couple of amos outside. So from the fact that Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar allows Beis Hasayim of just the bar and a couple of amos beyond that, it must be if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing that Rabbi Yehuda holds Beis Hasayim in total, including the bar and including the area outside of it. Says Rabbi Yehuda bar below pasim kamar. No, maybe Rabbi Yehuda also thinks the sheer Beis Hasayim is for the bar alone. Iyachi ayinu Rabbi Shimon Elazar. But wait a second, then he's saying the same exact thing as Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So says Marno, ikabinayu arich v'katin. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Elazar is Rabbi Shimon Elazar was careful to say that it should be an exact square, that it should be equal in dimensions, length and width. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda did not identify that it has to be an exact square. He just said Beis Hasayim. So Beis Hasayim can be 50 amos by 100 amos, or you can squeeze it and widen it, and as long as you have the square amos are the same, it would be good enough according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and the braisa continues, that Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, once we're mentioning the braisa, we just bring the rest of the braisa, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says a rule, Kol Avir Shetashmisha Ladira, any area that you surround so that you could use the area inside of those walls, meaning it's meant for dira, it's meant for people to be using it all the time. Kigon, dir, vesar, muktzah, v'chatzer, afil beis chameshes korim beis haseres korim mutar. Then, of course, you could have as large an area as you want, it's all going to be perfectly fine as a rishus yachid. But v'kol dira shetashmisha la'avir, sometimes you set up mechitzos not to use the area inside of it, but in order to use the area outside of it. Kigon, bergarin shebesadlos, like you set up a guard booth. Why? Because the guard wants to sit in a little hut all day? No, he needs to protect the fields that are outside of the booth. Then Beis Hasayim Mutar Yasim Beis Hasayim Asur. Then we have a limitation of a Beis Hasayim. That's the upper limit. But beyond that is not going to be Mutar. You're not going to be allowed to surround an area that's larger than a Beis Hasayim. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mayuderach Rishasham Mafsaktan. If let's say you have Pasei Biros, but there are Rabbim that walk right through the Pasei Biros, Yisal Kenel Etzadim. You need to move the path that the Rabbim go to the sides. They can't be walking right through the Pasei Biros, because by doing so, they'll be ruining the Mechitza. So V'cham Amrim Einot Tzar, V'cham say, nah, it's perfectly fine. The Mechitzos work even though there are people walking right through. So critical Machlokas. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if people walk right through your Pasei Biros, it ruins it. And V'cham say, nah, Rabbim cannot come and be Mevatel the Mechitza. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Damri Tarvaya, we already had this earlier, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both comment, Kanu diacha kochen shal mechitzos. By the fact that the Chachamim are going to tell you, I don't care that Rabbim walk right through it, you have mechitzos, it's perfectly fine. So you see the power of mechitzos, that mechitzos are going to keep an area a Rishus HaYachid, even if Rabbim are walking right through it. So says Gemara, Kan v'sfirulei. Do you mean to tell me that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan hold this way as well, meaning they're pointing out the sheet of the Chacham about the power of mechitzos, and they agree that mechitzos are so powerful that even if Rabbim walk right through it, it's still going to be a valid mechitza? I v'amar Rabbi Abrachana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that made the comment that Yerushalayim Elmali Tel Sen Nolos Belayla Chayavon Olam Mishum Rishos Rabbim, that if not for the fact that they would close the gates of Yerushalayim at night, the whole Yerushalayim would have a din of Rishos Rabbim. It's only because they close the gates at night and they stop Rabbim from walking through that it doesn't have a din of Rishos Rabbim. But it sounds like even though it's Mukaf Mechitzos, Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, since Rabbim can walk, if Rabbim would be able to walk through whenever they wanted, then it would lose the status of a Rishos HaYachid. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan himself says that Bekiyas Rabbim ruins the Mechitzos. So how could Rabbi Yochanan highlight, oh, the power of a Mechitza, that even when Rabbim walked through, we're not bothered by it. Look what the Chacham say about the power of Mechitzos, steering Rabbi Yochanan. Elakan velo svirulei. Now what you have to say is kan velo svirulei, that Rabbi Yochanan was noting how seriously the Chachamim take a mechitza, but Rabbi Yochanan himself paskins the other way. He paskins that a mechitza does not have the power to overcome Bekiyas Rabbim. That if Bekiyas Rabbim, if the Rabbim walks right through it, it's going to ruin the status of mechitzos. So says Rabbi, yeah, but we have a double stira over here. A double stira. V'rami d'Rabbiuda d'Rabbiuda v'rami d'Rabbanan d'Rabbanan. We have a stira within Shitas Rabbiuda and a stira within Shitas Rabbanan about the effect that a Rabbim have, that a Hiluch Rabbim has on a mechitza. D'Tanya, because the Braisa tells us as follows. Yes, okay, number Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, even beyond that, beyond what? We're picking up in the middle of the Braisa. So the first part of the Braisa was that if you have a Rishus Rabbim Makora, if you have a roofed Rishus Rabbim, that you're allowed to be metaltal underneath it because Pitikra Yorid Vesosim in all four sides. So it's considered as if you're surrounded by four mechitzos. So not only that, Rabbi Yehuda said even more than that, if a person has two houses on two sides of Rishus Rabbim, two sides of the street, what does he need to do in order to be able to carry from one house to across the street to the other house? So also lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, just put a little lechi by each side of one of the houses on one side of the street, v'korimikan, or run two beams from end to end over the from one house to the other house, v'nosim from by each end of the houses, v'nosim nosim v'am. So then you're allowed to carry in the middle. So even though it's still a street, people are still going to walk right through. The lechi's not stopping anybody. It's a little pole on the side. The cover is a beam all the way up there. People are still going to walk right through. But Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry, that's perfectly fine that people will walk right through. It's still going to be Rosh HaSayachid. And Nosim Nosim Bamsa. So Amr Lo, the Chacham said, nah, ain't Marvim Rosh HaSayachid Mekach. You can't make an Erev over Rosh HaSayachid by adding a few Lechis and a few Koras. So Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda associates himself, because in Armish, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hiluch HaRabim is Mevatel Mechitza. Whereas in the Braisa, he seems to assume that the fact that people are continuing to walk down the street is not mevatel the mechitza, and kasha drabana 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 are also source of themselves because they all that hiluch harabim is not mevatel the mechitza in the mishnah, but in the brisa they seem to assume ain marv rosh hashanah b'kach. There are people that are going to be walking through. So what did you accomplish with your lechi and with your kora? The Ritva raises the question in the name of Tosos. Why doesn't the Gemara just answer that the chacham really hold that rabbim are not mevatel mechitza, and the reason they say ain marv rosh hashanah b'kach is that ain marv rosh hashanah with a lechi and a korah, because they hold that midah raisa, you need shalosh mechitzos, that two mechitzos is not good enough, and the lechi and a korah don't have a status of a mechitza, they're only a hecker. So the Ritva suggests that the Gemara's kash is going within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, where the Gemara had explained back on Dav Vav that when the Chum say ein marv mishus ram b'kach, it doesn't mean that only with the lechi and korah ein marv mishus ram, but even if you have doors over there, it would say, which is a mechitza gemura, still ain't Marv Rosh Hashanah B'kach. Why? Because there are people. That's the issue. It's that people are walking through. That's why ain't Marv Rosh Hashanah B'kach. So that's why it's Taka Astira in the sheet of the Rabbanan. Tosfos points out that the Chacham hold that Hiluch Rabban is Mevatel Mechitza only Midrabanan. One could have just said that, and by Pasuk Biros, the Chacham followed the Din Torah, that even though there's a Hiluch Rabban, the Din Midarais is that it's Rosh HaSiachit. So you can't ask a Stira in the Rabbanan, because the Rabban over here is saying, on a Rabbanan level, we're going to be Machmir. We only have these Kulas by Pasuk Biros. But other Rishonim point out that the Gemara cannot have given such an answer. The Ritva and the Rashba say, because they hold that the Chacham say Hiluch Rabban Mevatel Mechitza, if they would have held that Hiluch Rabban is only Mevatel Mechitza Midrabanan, the Braisa should have said V'chacham Osrim. From the fact that they say Ein Ma'arvin Rishus Rabban Bekach, sounds like they hold that it's a Din Midaraisa. So anyway, so how do we resolve the Stira? So Drabida Lokasha Hasam Dikashte Mechitzas Ma'al Yisa Hachalakashte Mechitzas Ma'al Yisa. It's not a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, because by the Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabban, you at least have two real walls. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is going to say. Even Rabban can't ruin that, because you have two actual walls. Whereas by Pasuk Biros, you don't have any actual walls, you just have these posts. So that's where Rabban can be Mevatel. Rabban ad Rabban nami lo kasha, hacha ika sham arba mechitza, hacha ika shame arba mechitzos, hasa laka shame arba mechitzos. And it's not a seer in the Rabban, because at least by Pasuk Biros, on all four sides, you have something surrounding on all four sides, and therefore the Rabban cannot ruin that. But in the case of Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabban, where you only have really something on two sides, and then you just have some koras or some lechis, the rabbim do have the capacity to ruin that. So once we discussed Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the Yerushalayim was not a Rishus HaRabbim because they closed the doors at night. So the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yochanan had what to say about other areas that have natural borders. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Eretz Yisrael ain chayav nala mishus HaRabbim. Eretz Yisrael is not a Rishus HaRabbim midaraisa. Yosef Ravdimi v'kamil alashmaitas. Ravdimi was saying over this Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Dimi, my time. Why? Why would that be? That there's no Rosh Hashanah in the Gansa Eretz Yisrael. So, if you want to say Mishum de Makif La Sulma de Tzor Mehach Kisa, Umachtana de Geder Mehach Kisa, that there are these natural mechitzas on either side of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it doesn't have a din Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Hashanah. Well, then Bavel Nami, Makif La Pras Mehach Kisa, Vidiglas Mehach Kisa, that Bavel is also surrounded by rivers, and rivers have an incline when you go down into the river. So that also should be is surrounded by natural mechitzos. And guess what? The Kuli Almanami, every continent, Makif Ukainus, is surrounded by an ocean, and the ocean has an incline when you go down into the ocean. Those are all mechitzos. So every continent should be a Rosh Hashanah, and we should never have a Rosh Hashanah. So we don't say that, so why would Eretz Yisrael be any different? So it says, Mar Dilma Malus Maradus Karbon. Maybe what he meant to say is, what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say is that the Aliyos and the Yeridos in Eretz Yisrael, the uneven ground in Eretz Yisrael is not, it could not be Rosh Hashanah. So I'm like, Karkafna, you're such an Adam Chashav that you were Mefarish Rabbi Yochanan in such a way, Chazise L'Reshech Be'amudei, I saw your head between the pillars of the Beis Medrash Kiyam Rabbi Yochanan L'Shmaitza. When Rabbi Yochanan said over this teaching, not literally, it means that it's Ki'ilu, you sat in Rabbi Yochanan's classroom and you heard him explain this because he gave such a good explanation of what Rabbi Yochanan must have meant, that he must have meant that the uneven areas of Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's fascinating, though, the Gemara never answers the Kasha, right? The Gemara says, if that were the case, natural borders, every continent is a Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishonim say, good Kasha, why Takanat? Why isn't every continent a Rosh Hashanah? So the Tosa says that, the Ramban, rather, says that it's not considered Mechitzos because they're very far from each other. When Mechitzos are Ruchokos, Zumizu, they're so far away from each other, then they're not going to count as mechitzos. So the Bir Halacha points out in Siman Shin Mem Vav that the Ramban means to say that mechitzos that are natural mechitzos, that are so far from each other, cannot count as mechitzos. But man-made mechitzos that are very far from each other can count as mechitzos. That is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. The Ritva disagrees. He holds even mechitzos that are man-made mechitzos, if you can't see from one to the other, then it's not going to be a valid mechitza, and in the Sharetzion he writes, we should be choshesh la'alacha for the shitas haritva, that if it's so far apart that you can't see from one to the other, so now you have to figure out how far can the eye see, and how large can the community Erev be, because if you can't see from one end to the other, maybe that would be a problem. So they bring a raya based on the Gemara Maseches Becharos, that you have until 16 mil. 16 mil is the maximum size, which is like 16 kilometers. So that's the maximum size of the area. Rav Moshe says, another 16 mil from in any direction. So if you're standing in the middle, you can see 16 mil. That means 16 mil on each side. So we do have a lot of area that we can work with, even if we're going to be choshesh on man-made mechitzas for the shita of the Ritva over here. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. So in Marnami that we learned in the Beis Medrash, like Abaye explained, Kiyasa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, that Ravin said the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin Am Rabbi Avor Am Rabbi Yochanan. Malus Maradish Averet Shal Ein Chalevin Mishum Shusram Fisha Ein Kedigle Midbar, that the areas that go up and down in Eretz Yisrael is not a din of Shusram, because it's not like the Digle Midbar. It's not easily traversed. It's not flat ground. Boy, Minei Ruch tell him sakat asar mitoch arba'a v'rabim boken bo chayavin alav mishum rushus ramo in chayavin alav. What if you have a mound, so it's that goes up 10 tefachim high within 4 amos of walking, so and the rabim walk all over it, so can it be rushus ram even though it's uneven terrain? So alibed rabban alav tibay lach hashta ma hasam dinichat hashmishtei amir rabban alav asram vatil mechitza hachlo nichat hashmishtei lo kolshkein. According to the rabban, it's not a shayla the rabban and hold even by passive rows where it's easy to walk through the passive rows. The rabbim do not have the capacity to be mevatel mechitza. So over here, where it's hard to traverse this area, of course the rabbim cannot be mevatel mechitza. Kiti ba'elach alibid Rabbi Yehuda mai dinichat hasamu dinichat tashmishtei. Maybe over there by the pasiv biros, where it's easy to walk through, the rabbim impact the mechitza. V'lachu de lo dinichat tashmishtei lo asa rabbim mevatel mechitza. But over here, where it's going over a hill, where it's not easy to get through, the rabbim do not have the capacity to be mevatel mechitza. Odil meloshna, or maybe Rabbi Yehuda is not mechalik between rough terrain and easy terrain to get through, that the impact of the rabbim is going to be the same. So Amalei Chayavin. So Rava responded Chayavin, that your Chayiv Mishum Rishos HaRabim, the Hiluch HaRabim is Mevatel the Mechitza. V'afil Nol Lo B'Chevel, even if you need like a rope to climb up, you can't even climb up just by walking. Amalei In, yes, even if you need a rope to climb. V'afil B'Malo Space Maron, even if it's like this narrow, steep incline that you climb up where it's only narrow, one person go at a time. This should be familiar to us. This is Daf Yomi coincidence for Chodesh El. The Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah is the other place we have Malos Beis Maron, because it says that on their Dalet Rosh Hashanah main, but on Rosh Hashanah it's a Rosh Hashanah that Kol Bayi Olam Avram Lufanav Kivnei Maron, that we all pass in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivnei Maron. And the Gemara over there has three interpretations what Kivnei Maron means. Either it means that we go like sheep that are being let out, or it means that are being counted one by one, or it means like soldiers that are being counted to go out to war one by one, or it means like you're going up the steep incline, the Malos Beis Maron, where you go one by one. Bottom line is, it means that we're each judged individually in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That tells the Rashiva from Chicago, who just passed away, so I just saw one of the Hespedim for him, that he used to say that there are three ways people approach Yom Noraim. Some people approach like sheep. Clueless. They have no idea where they are, what's going on. Absolutely clueless. They just have no, you know, they're not that totally unchanged by what's going on in Yom Noraim. Others are view it as this steep incline, this difficult battle where this difficult terrain to get through, and it's just like this thing they have to get over the hump. They just have to get past it. And others view it like Chayalo Shel Beis David, like an army going out to war, where you may be risking your life, but it's all for the honor of the king, and it's all worth it for the honor of the king, and that's the ideal, that a person should go in hamelech for the honor of the king. So anyway, so Amalayin, he says, even Kamala Space Maron, the rabbim are going to be mevatel the mechitza. So now the Gemara challenges Rava three times. Challenge number one, Esvei Chatzar, Shrabim Nechassan Labazuv Yasam Bezuv Yav Chatzar, where rabbim come in one end and go out the other end, Rishas Rabim L'Tumma Rishas Yachid L'Shabbos, is Rishas Rabim for Tumma, but what we're focused on is that it's Rishas Yachid for Shabbos. Well, money, Ile Rabbanan, if it were assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanan, Hashem Mahasam Dinicha Tashmishtei Am Rabbanan Los Rabban Vat Mechitza, if even by a passive erosion, the Mechitzos are still considered valid, even though people walk right through it, Hachad Lo Nicha Tashmishtei Lo Kolshkein, over here where it's not easy to use the area, of course the Mechitzos are still going to be valid. So it's no Chiddish. Elav Rabbi Yehudi, it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that by passive erosion, the Rabbim are Mevatel the Mechitza, but over here they're not Mevatel the Mechitza. Again, against Rava, who holds that the Rabbim are always mevatel the mechitza. So says Gemara, lo, the Olam Rabbanan, maybe it's assuming like the Rabbanan, what's the Chiddush? Rosh Hashanah L'tumah Tzrichalei. The Chiddush is about the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah L'tumah. It's not about the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos. Tashmal will try another Raya. Mevuasam Lashem Beboros B'shichlim B'maros. You have a Mavoy that's open up into some body of water, so or a cave or something. Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah L'tumah. It's Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos, but Rosh Hashanah L'tumah. So first says Gemara, before we bring any Rayas, Beboros Al Kadaitach, you have a Mavoy in a bar? No, Ella Liboros. No, you have a Mavoy that on one side opens up into a bar, but the Mavoy is not located in a bar. But Rosh Hashanah L'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah L'tumah. So money, who's the author? Ilim Rabbanan. If we're assuming like the Rabbanan, well, the Pasi Biros, the Yiluch Rabban is not Mevatel Mechitza. If over there by Pasi Bros, where it's easy to use, the Rabbim are not Mevatel Mechitza, over here where it's not easy to use, of course the Rabbim are not Mevatel Mechitza. Elav Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's moda that when it's difficult to use, the Rabbim are not Mevatel Mechitza. It's only by Pasi Bros where it's easy to use that the Rabbim are Mevatel Mechitza against Rabba. Rabba said it doesn't make a difference how difficult the terrain is. Says, really, it's assuming like the Rabbanan. And you're right, it's obvious that it's Rosh Hashanah the Shabbos. The Chiddush is that it's a Rosh Hashanah, the Gabi Hilchus Tumah, that it's Savik Tumah, but Rosh Hashanah is Tar. Tashma, the final Raya. Shvile Beis Gilgal, the paths near the city of Gilgal, which is a high and steep path, Uchayotziben, and such similar paths, Rosh Hashayachad the Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah L'tumah, or Rosh Hashayachad for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah L'tumah, Vezu Shvile Beis Gilgal. How steep are these paths? So Amri Dvei Rabbi Yana Kol Sheina Eved Yochel Litol Sa Shel Chitin V'Yaretz L'Fnei Sradiot. They're so steep that an Eved would not be able to take a Sa'a of wheat and run it to bring it to an officer because it's too steep. Steep of a path to just run with a saw of wheat. So money, who's the author of that? Ilem Rabbanan, again, if we're going to assume like the Rabbanan or Mishnah that all the Pasi B'Ros, the Hiluch HaRabim is not Mevatel, the Mechitzas remain intact, even though people are walking right through it. So Asher Ma'al Sum Nichat HaShnishtei Am Rabban Losra, Mevatel Mechitza. If even in that case where it's so easy to use, the Mechitzas are still considered intact, Hachad Lo Nichat HaShmishtei, over here where it's a steep incline, it's not easy to use, Lo Kolchkein, all the more so, the Mechitzas should be considered intact. So it's obvious. Elav Rabbi Yehuda. So there must be that we're saying within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, where by Pasi Biros, Rabbi Yehuda said the Rabbim are Mevatel Mechitza. That's because it was so easy to use. But by Shvile Beis HaGilgal, which is a place that's not easy to walk through, Rabbi Yehuda will be Moda that the Rabbim are not Mevatel the Mechitza. So it's a Kasha on Rava, who said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even in a place that's not easy to traverse, where you need a rope, or Kaliyas Beis Maron, the Hilucha Rabbim is going to be Mevatel the Mechitza. So Amalei, Shvile Beis Gilgal, Kamrit. No, you can't bring a Raya from Shvile Beis Gilgal, because Yoshua Oiv Yisrael Haya. Yoshua, when he was Manchil Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, he loved the Jewish people, and therefore, Amad V'tikin Nahem Drach Musratya, he set up roadways and highways to go from city to city, V'kalecha D'nich Tashmishtem Masol Rabim. He planned it out very well. Wherever it's easy to use, wherever it's Nicha Tashmishtem, he said, that's for the Rabbim to use as a highway. But any place that was lo nicha tashmishtei, where the terrain was difficult to get through, he gave that to a yachid. So really, when you have difficult terrain outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can, but Rabbim go through there, so you can assume it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But in Eretz Yisrael, we know for a fact that Yoshua gave that to Yechidim, and therefore it does not have the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis.